I went close to the Central African Republic, went to Cameroon, tried to get into the country. It was difficult, but I still was able to ask questions, making phone calls, and I kind of had people tell me a little bit about where this journalist had gone to and exactly what the mission was exactly. So something struck me. I realized that they were not just going to confirm whether or not the Wagner group was active in the country. They were going to look into every single operation that Wagner was doing in the country. Mm. And I wanted to continue from where they stopped. So that's why I began to focus.
That's how you started.
Yeah, that's how
basically
I started
following
to focus.
The tracks, yeah, exactly. Of these journalists and kind of finishing up the work.
Yes, what they couldn't complete, I wanted to finish.
So let's talk about these paramilitary groups, the Wagner group and, subsequent group called the Africa Corps. What has been their role in shaping the political and military landscape of the CAR and now in Mali, as we know?
Well, they do a lot in the Central African Republic, much more than they do anywhere else in Africa. And before they came to the Central African Republic in 2017, much of the country was in the hands of rebels and militia groups that were seeking to overthrow government. So what Wagner has done that may be beneficial to the government is the fact that they've been able to keep Bangui, the capital, safe from these rebels and militia men. So they have they've been able to put themselves in very critical positions in government. The national security advisor to the president of the Central African Republic is a Russian. The communications advisor is a Russian. So you have Russian paramilitaries from the Wagner group, everywhere in the country, manning some very important facilities, including gold and diamond mines. And you have Russian instructors, so-called Russian instructors, training the military in the Central African Republic. So pretty much what they do is, provide security for government and train local forces, but also, they are the police themselves in many places.
Mm.
Yeah,
they were invited by the government.
Of course.
Okay. What are some of the things that you've uncovered in, the atrocities they have committed over the years?
Yeah,
some of the...
quite a lot. Their interest is in the gold and diamond resources in the country. And these resources are, scattered around the country, particularly in the northwest and in the northeast. And what the Russians want to do is to completely control these resources. The problem they face is that before they came into the country, these mines were under the control of the rebels and in some places, Christian militias. So to take control of these mines, they've had to fight. And they go into communities, open fire at the local people, they torture artisanal miners, women, girls.
Are they trying to scare away the people from these communities around the mine so they can take control of it?
That's correct. And they make no distinction between the rebels and the local people, yes. So they believe that even the locals, work closely with the rebels. So it's a way of scaring people away, as you put it, and also a way of, creating fear. Mm. And then, so that's what basically has been happening.